Cap as Mephistopheles. And Jonas Kaufmann as Faust. An eagerly awaited new Met production of Gounod's opera and Jonas Kaufmann's return to the operatic stage. Faust, live on BBC Radio 3 from the Metropolitan Opera House, New York. Saturday night at 6 on BBC Radio 3.
At 11:30 this evening on Radio 3, Jazz Lineup and Claire Martin will be presenting a concert recorded in July at the Glasgow Jazz Festival featuring the Polish trumpeter Tomasz Stanko. That's Jazz Lineup in 50 minutes from now. Now at 10:40, just after, it's time for World Roots, presented this week by Lopa Kotari, who's been to Denmark.
Empañadas, el tránsito atormentado, la ayuda de nadie y en la mirada asombro y hostilidad, apretando dientes y manos, rutina, discordia, como si un demonio recorriera la casa, el jardín, la galería. Sobre vidrios rotos, riéndose locamente, no importa la despedida, no es parte de esta tragedia, no es su sangre la que cae.
No, that's not from France. It's the Argentinian tango with a healthy injection of passion and drama, courtesy of the Orquesta Típica Fernández Fiera from Buenos Aires, recorded especially for us at this year's WOMEX Festival in Copenhagen. More from them later on in the programme. Now, once again, on this week's World Roots, I'll be introducing more highlights from WOMEX, the annual gathering of the world music industry, including Qawwali from Pakistan, folk accordion from Ireland, and one of the most astonishing solo percussionists I've ever heard. Whilst we were at WOMEX, we invited the young Iranian Mohammad Reza Mortazavi to perform a short session for us. And yes, it's just one man and a drum. The subtle, virtuosic and multi-layered sound of the Iranian drummer Mohammad Reza Mortazavi. I asked Mohammad how he got so much out of one instrument. And in short, he doesn't know. He told me that sometimes when he listens back to or watches one of his performances, he can't quite believe it's him playing. It's as if some greater force was moving his fingers for him. Mohammad was performing a special session for World Roots ahead of his Daycase concert at Womex in Copenhagen. The evening showcases, as they're known, were taking place in the impressive headquarters of Danish Radio. One artist I wanted to see and who was performing in Studio One of the concert who set was the Máirchín O'Connor Band from Ireland.
Thank you. The fabulous accordionist Martin O'Connor and his band playing on the main stage here at Wormex in Copenhagen. Martin, I have to ask you this question first, because it says in the lovely kind of publicity that they have in the program that as a solo artist, you have quite simply gone where no Irish accordion player has gone before. And I'd like to ask you, where might that be?
Sounds like Star Trek. Oh, God, what a quote. I don't know who made that quote, but all I can think of is Captain Kirk and crew when I see it.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Yes. I suppose I've gone in different directions with my music, in all fairness. Not saying that I've gone places where no other player has gone. I think that's a bit ridiculous, and it's very hard to live up to. You know, especially nowadays, there are lots of young players exploring various avenues, you know.
Where does the accordion come from with regarding to you and your
music? It's been like the 10-key melodeon came into Irish music around 1890.
What have you got here?
Okay, this is a two-row button accordion, very common in Ireland. But there's also a great melodeon tradition, a 10-key melodeon, which is essentially a one-row instrument. But it's funny, when the melodeon came into Irish music first, it kind of displaced the pipes in popularity. Melodeon players became the bane of many pipers. So there's a great story in New York many years ago. A melodeon player died, so someone went into a pub, you know, and they were looking for money to bury this poor unfortunate. This person went up to a piper. He said, "Any chance that you can give me a dollar to bury this poor melodeon player?" And the response was, "Listen, here's $2, bury two of them."
The bitterness lives on.
Yes, the bitterness lives on.
But what was it that made you pick up the accordion?
Whether by accident or design, I don't know, but I was visiting my grandmother at a very young age. Well, I mean, I'm talking about myself now, so, you know. Well, she was actually younger at the time as well, come to think of it. God rest her soul. But both my paternal grandparents used to play, they had a little two-row Hohner accordion, and on this particular occasion, they were sitting by the fire and passing the instrument back and forth between them, suggesting tunes to each other to play. I was completely mesmerised by this. And then, when they finished, they left the instrument in one of the bedrooms, and I couldn't resist the urge to go and explore it. And that's basically how I started.
It must be quite strange in many respects to be here at Wormex. I mean, this is a kind of marketing ground for the world music industry.
Mm.
And you're playing what you would, I would imagine, consider just your ordinary home music.
Yeah.
But you're in this context of world music. Does that kind of change the perspective in which you have of the music you play?
An interesting question. No, I suppose, is the answer.
Because it is what it is, I suppose.
Yeah,
it's the audience that
kind
of changes the perspective of the way in which they're receiving the music.
Exactly. Yeah. And funnily enough, when we sit down in this combination, you know, with Cathal Hayden and Seamie O'Dowd and Jimmy, we're kind of in this little bubble of fun. Whatever happens in this lineup, it seems to bring out the child in us. So we really enjoy it. So we're just ourselves.
Was there one of those songs for you tonight, one of those pieces for you tonight, where that little magic kind of happened for you, or one that you always brings a smile that you're particularly happy with tonight?
Yeah, there was, and I can't remember which one, but I remember looking over at Cathal and thinking, oh, jeez, this is great. This is great fun. You know, but unfortunately, I can't remember which. Does that answer the question? Okay, kind of.
Well, I've come back to the Forum, the exhibition centre of Womex, where all the different countries and producers and labels sort of tout their wares within the industry. And it's great to just kind of look around and pick out familiar faces and music that you thought, ah, yes, I must go and find out more about that place. I've got Catalan over there in one corner, Quebec over there. I have been meaning to go along to the Canadians because I think there's some great folk music coming out of Canada at the moment. So I might go and see what they have to offer. From the centre of the exhibition centre, I'm kind of surrounded by the Scandinavians, which is not surprising since we are here in Denmark. But also nestling in there is Brazil, which of course in the next few years, what with the Olympics and the World Cup, definitely are going to take more centre stage. And further around the corner, there's Trinidad and Tobago, the Caribbean. It's fantastic because I can see quite a few people who I've been meaning to meet. I know their faces and we've only ever had contact on email. And actually over there I can see Joe Boyd is here. Now, Joe Boyd, as probably quite a few of you know, is one of the legendary producers in the world music scene. And if I'm not mistaken, he's been a part of the idea of Womex from the very beginning. So I'm going to go and see whether I can grab a few minutes with him to talk about this year's Womex and world music in general. Joe, you're a veteran of Womex, aren't you?
I was at the first Womex. I was even at the first pre-Womex, the famous world music seminar at the Berlin Independence Days, where the room was so crowded with people that we couldn't fit in. We had to take over our neighboring room, and that's where the idea for Womex began.
It has grown into quite a phenomenal sort of marketplace for world music, the artists, the promoters, the music industries of the various nations. Do you think that Womex still kind of holds up to its ambitions?
Yes, I think so. It's always had a limitation in the sense that the artists that are on the showcases are not just like the best, most interesting new artists from all over the world, because Womex doesn't have any funding. And so the only artists that get here are the artists that have support from a record label or an arts council or some benefactor, you know, to get here. And those are the only ones who are considered in the first place. So it's kind of a mixed bag. And I find that usually there's only one or two things that I really go away thinking, wow, you know. And this year so far, we'll see, is no different. There have been a couple of really great things.
Do you get the feeling that it's quite a healthy pulse? World music is quite a healthy pulse at the moment. I mean, it's difficult times right across the board, isn't it?
It's very difficult. And from the high water mark of maybe 5 years ago, it's shrunk, for sure. You know, there aren't as many stands, there aren't as many people, it's not as big a deal, just because the money is drying up. And you can feel the shift in the balance of power between record companies, which used to be the big cheese here, and now it's all live presentation, because live music is flourishing, at least semi-flourishing, where, I mean, I was talking to a record company, an English record company guy, and he said that Amazon is now 75% of his business in world music.
Well, yes, technology has completely changed the relationship, or rather the process of music getting from the artist out there to the consumer.
Yeah, you go past a stand and you hear Twitter this and tweet that and blog this and Facebook that. And
but it is true, and the live music thing, I very much feel that there's a revival in needing to go and wanting to go and consume your music with the artist performing for you rather than just downloading it off some website.
Yeah, and I think in a way there's a connection between the way that records have been produced over the last 10, 15, 20 years, which is more and more carefully, digitally nuanced on Pro Tools so that everything sounds perfect, and to my ears, a little bloodless. And so what the energy people used to get from records, they get now from live shows, where they're craving this moment of real inspiration, of interaction between people on a stage. You don't get that off CDs or downloads. You get it live.
Well, if you were craving that live music moment at Womex, the blood and inspiration that Joe Boyd was talking about, one group that tore up Copenhagen were these guys from Buenos Aires, a veritable revolutionary force.
Thank you. contramano, como invocando un suceso cierto. Enardecida la audiencia insiste que salga y baile ese hombre muerto. Que salga rápido de su sombra, hombre sin lágrima y sin sonrisa, es hombre muerto, mudo que nombra, vive apostando que no es ceniza. Nada lo mueve, ni lo conmueve, ni ceremonias, ni despedidas, es hombre muerto. Y a nadie importa que es hombre herido de muerte en vida. Finalmente sale y se juega bien maquillado frente a la audiencia ya complacida. El hombre muerto, amortajado, baila su baile ahí en la esquina. Baila su baile sangre y puño, baila su puño cerrado en sangre, hombre que muerto sangra en su sombra bajo las luces muertas que miran. Muchas gracias.
Well, I'm here with Pablo Hivo from Orquestra Típica Fernando Fierro from Argentina. Pablo, you're the violin player. What a fantastic performance that was. Really vibrant.
Thank you.
People say that your kind of tango is revolutionary.
Revolutionary.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I don't think so. I think we are trying to do modern tango, maybe. The idea is not to make a fusion, it's make tango, to play tango music. But as we are always surrounded by rock music and we like rock shows, maybe that's what you may say it's revolutionary, but I don't think it's...
Well, I have to say, I haven't heard tango performed in this way before. As you say, it's very rock. It's like, and it's also very theatrical. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys put on a real show, both, you know, in terms of the music and in terms of the way you perform on stage. Mm-hmm. I mean, your singer, how many costume changes? One time he's wearing a leather jacket, the next time he's barefoot, next time with a hoodie on. That's all part of this, isn't it?
Yeah.
It must have taken some time for the local public, you know, the Argentinians in Buenos Aires, to embrace your style of music.
In Buenos Aires, our public is most of all young people, and we have our own club in Buenos Aires. And
This is the club that you've named the club band after. What was it called?
CAF, Club Atlético Fernández Fierro, Fernández Fierro Athletic Club. And we play there each Wednesday and some Saturdays.
And it's always full, is it?
Yes, it's always full. And I think it must be in these guides for visiting Buenos Aires.
Oh, really?
I don't know, but I see
the places to visit.
If you want to go to a place where you can listen tango and not tango for tourists, you must go there. So it's full of tourists, but the kind of tourists that don't want to listen the tourist music.
So is it part of some athletic club?
Yeah.
As well.
Yes,
so hang on a minute. So you're all musicians. You all love rock and roll.
Yeah.
And don't tell me you all play football.
Well, some of us, yeah. No, but in the club, it's like a joke. They say that there's a championship of rising glasses.
A league of drinkers. That's
yeah,
what it is.
that's the most important sport there.
Todo está de muerte y la yeca yutea, no vale tanto quemar crudo. Si la monada ya se declaró en fisura y el compañero en trip anarco. Y dice pozo de seguridad, volvió la moda de la seda este verano. Y dice pegue su tren,
artillero de reviente contra el palo. Cien pibes más ya son ruinosos, cartas del mal gastado, corazón vencido, y ya va en parda la segunda. Y dice el pozo de seguridad, volvió la moda de la celda este verano, y dice pegue su tren. Después de todo se sabía de la historia que no era bueno ese billete. En el desván de la traición mostró baraja y el sospechoso a su veneno. Y dice pozo de seguridad, volvió la moda de la celda este verano, y dice pegue su tren. Me encierra, me sobrecoge, me pierde una larga noche. ¿Por qué será la noche tan larga y alucinada, tan sola y tan desalmada, si es solo una larga noche? Ser larga aurora perfumada, diáfana y azulada, una sábana bordada de rumores y de amores, o estrella de la mañana, invasora desvelada de mi ventana cerrada. Miedo, mi noche, miedo lento, lento y largo, siempre lento, siempre dentro, dentro de una larga noche. Miedo.
cornisa que da la vuelta a la nada. En mi ventana cerrada, dentro de una larga noche. Thank you, Womax. Where is the money, viejo Womax? Grazie.
That's just about it from this year's Womax Festival in Copenhagen. The world music industry can look forward to next year's gathering in the Greek city of Thessaloniki. But in the meantime, from the raunch and fire of the Fernandes Fiera Tango to something completely different, though no less uplifting and dramatic. The Asif Ali Khan Qawwali Group were visiting Copenhagen from Pakistan and performed at one of the Womax nighttime showcases. Asif Ali Khan was chosen at the age of 10 to lead this family group, who've been performing the ancient Sufi art for more than five generations. So from Womax 2011, good night.
From Pakistan, recorded for World Roots at this year's Womex Festival in Copenhagen. The programme was presented tonight by Lopa Kotari, and the producer was James Parkin. In next week's World Roots, Marianne Kennedy will be exploring the rich folk traditions of Quebec. And next Sunday night, World Roots returns to its regular time here on BBC Radio 3 of 10 o'clock.
Dickens at 200. Books on the BBC.
It will be the best of times, and it will be the best of times. Join me, Ian McMillan, on BBC Radio 3 as The Verb pays its own birthday tribute to Charles Dickens from the Radio Theatre in London. a celebration of Dickens's work and the art of reading it aloud, with some of the best loved passages from his work performed as he did in front of gasping and cheering crowds. The best of Dickens in story and song. Please, sir, can I have some more? The Verb, Friday night at 10 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
Well, returning a little closer to the present and from 12:30, music through the night with me, John Shea, starting with a concert by the Prague Radio Symphony Orchestra, Suk, Martinu and Beethoven in an hour's time. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's now 11:30, time for Jazz Lineup, presented by Claire Martin.
Hello, the trumpet of Thomas Stanko, and he is our featured artist for our mini concert set this week, recorded at this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival. And also this voice.
I grew up listening to the radio, and so my roots, although they, as a musician, began with classical music and my guitar studies and trumpet and piano and all of that, I grew up listening to R&B and pop music, and so that was where my heart really was.
That's Vince Mendoza, who later will be talking to Kevin Legendre about his current CD, Nights on Earth. That's all this week on Jazz Lineup with me, Claire Martin. When bassist Ben Crossland last talked to us, he told us about his three-way project back in 2009 with himself, pianist Steve Lodder and Steve Waterman on trumpet. Well, that trio has grown into a sextet, and Ben has added Mark Nightingale and Barnaby Dickinson on trombones and Martin Shaw on trumpet. Inspired by the Yorkshire Sculpture Park, his latest CD is called An Open Place, and Jazz Lineup previewed its release, which was premiered at this year's Marsden Jazz Festival. So from the CD, this is a composition by Martin Shaw and Steve Lodder called Pink Lady, Brown Dog.
Thank you.
The album is An Open Place and was commissioned by the Marsden Jazz Festival. And that was Pink Lady, Brown Dog, inspired by works from the Yorkshire Sculpture Park. And that was written by Martin Shaw, who played trumpet, Steve Lodder on the piano, Ben Crossland, who's the band leader on bass, Mark Nightingale and Barnaby Dickinson are on trombone, and Martin Shaw on the trumpet. And that CD, An Open Place, is out on Jazz Cat Records. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin. We are online, on FM and on DAB, digital radio. When Jazz Lineup recorded Tomas Stanko at this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival, he was billed with Lee Konitz, who sadly due to illness was unable to appear. However, Stanko took on the tour alone. The lineup is extremely fine. Florian Weber is on piano, Jeff Denson is on bass, Ziv Ravitz is playing the drums, and on this short set we're starting with Dark Eyes.